Chapter 4. A Curious Astronomer. On a lovely evening toward the end of the summer of 1729, the French astronomer Jean-Jacques Dortout de Meyrin sat at his desk working on a manuscript. He paused to think about a difficult sentence. As some of us do when we concentrate and turn our thoughts inward, he gazed out of the window into the cloudless evening sky. Although it was still bright enough to work without a lamp, the quality of the celestial light clearly announced the approaching night. He didn't manage to capture his thoughts in words that his readers would unmistakably understand. His inward gaze, therefore, slowly came around to focus on the world in front of his eyes, which fell upon a plant with delicately feathered leaves growing in a pot on his windowsill. The mimosa was one of his favorites. Now that his attention had returned to reality, de Meyrin saw that the mimosa had already gone to bed by furling its leaflets, which had been stretched out throughout the day. He envied the plant for its capacity to fall asleep with unbreakable regularity and precision. He wondered whether one could compare the up-and-down movements of plant leaves with wake and sleep in humans, which unfortunately did not show the same regularity for him. Particularly when he was writing, he worked into the small hours until he was too tired to hold a quill. Even then he would lie awake for a long time with his thoughts whirling around the manuscript until he finally fell asleep, waking only well after the sun had risen. This particular evening, while trying to find sleep, his mind got hooked on the question of whether sleep and wakefulness had any similarity with the daily up and down of his mimosa's leaves. He was sure that most animals slept, so why not plants? Yet plants didn't run around, and they didn't exhaust themselves like animals did, so why should they recuperate in sleep? Being sessile, they couldn't escape the sunlight like animals. They were completely dependent on light and darkness. Maybe it was strenuous for the plants to keep their leaves in a horizontal position. Did they expand them during the day to catch the sunlight, or to shade their lower parts? In either case, it was unnecessary to keep them up once the sun had set. The leaf movements evidently had something to do with light and darkness. But why were the leaves then already folded down before the sun had set? Obviously, the direction of the sun changed over the course of the day.